The real world has little in common with Walt Disney. Red in tooth and claw, Adam's fallen race bites, grinds, and devours. It was December 28, 1908, when the earthquake struck. Initial tremors began at 5:21 a.m. A sharp boom, roar, and rumbling surge engulfed the Sicilian city of Messina. The sound of gas pipes rupturing, buildings collapsing, and fires raging caused many to flee their homes. Those who reached the shore encountered the most frightening sight of all, a 45-foot tsunami. Clothed in a sinister black haze, it rolled toward the coast at 500 miles per hour. A deep, heavy rumbling mixed with a howl of wind greeted dumbfounded onlookers. The cry of terror died in their throats. The tedious demands of propriety don't allow us to easily discuss such painful experiences, but they are real nonetheless. Rebellious mobs, cancer cells, and our tired hearts all bear witness to this pain. In view of this reality, the great perplexity of our time is concerned with finding deliverance from such misery. Art, theology, poetry, music, all the progenitors of human awareness and inspiration could never portray the full extent of what Ezekiel saw in the Valley of Dry Bones. Much like the shoreline of Messina, it was the epitome of annihilation. Although the prophet originally presented his vision to the Babylonian exiles, it is now addressed to us in the 37th chapter of his book. And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live." Plucked clean by marauding vultures, the bones were now bleached white by the sun. And what an odd question, can these bones live? Yet what a brilliant question, for it is the same one that we must answer today. How should we address the human overture of pain and sorrow in our communities and in the world? Can these bones live? Like Ezekiel, we step into the pain and death of humanity with our eyes wide open. But we don't stop there. We believe that bones can live. Crazy as it sounds, indeed foolish according to the Apostle Paul, yet it is true. The most tentative and enfeebled preacher possesses power to speak life into dead bones. Why? Because Jesus Christ swallowed up death. The Savior who shed his blood on the cross and rose victoriously from the grave is now alive, reigning at God's right hand, and he is mighty to save.